driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
It's Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, and I've got a couple of guests to speak to. Tina Roche is here from the Cambridge Cookery School, along with sixth former Sam, who's cooking for a pop-up restaurant this weekend in aid of the Papworth Trust. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. So Tina, I'll start with you. What's actually happening at the weekend?
Well, we are handing over the our lovely premises to Sam, who's doing a pop-up as part of his one of his sixth form projects. I'm sure he can tell you about that. And we know Sam well. He's been cooking with us for years and have probably done all the courses, I think, that you could possibly do at your age. And Sam is an incredibly passionate and competent cook. And when he mentioned that he wanted to host a pop-up supper as part of a project, we were, you know, very keen to lend him our premises and do it in our kitchen, and then to find him a charity to link it to, so that the proceeds that we have, which are looking very positive because we've had lots of kind donations for food and so on, go to a suitable charity. And we work with two charities, and Jimmy's is one of them who we give food to, and the other one is the Papworth Trust. So it seemed like the right one on this occasion.
Yeah, well, why Papworth generally, really? Why's that the top of your list?
Well, this is not Papworth as in the hospital. This is a completely different charity. Yes. They just happen to have a confusingly similar name. So they work with a lot of young people who need help in various ways. So it felt good, because Sam is young, to link him to a charity that deal, you know, with young people.
Okay, Sam, welcome to Cambridge 105. You go to Hills Road, is that
right?
That's right,
yes.
Okay. How much cooking is done there? It's interesting that you feel good cookery school to go to, of course, but you know, used to be a time when schools would do all this in the first place.
Well, at Hills Road, we were offered an enrichment opportunity to come and cook with Tina at the cookery school.
Right.
But you can't take an A level in cooking or in food technology. That said, obviously you can do a fantastic catering course at CRC. I have a friend who wants to go into chefing. He's enjoying that enormously. But yeah. So if you want to cook at Hills Road, you go to Tina.
That's the place to go to.
Yes.
So what's on the menu for Saturday night?
Oh, I don't want to give too much away, but I can say that the starter is a selection of vegetable mezze. It will be a sharing platter, so there'll be lots of serving yourself, lots of sharing, the communal aspects of a pop-up that make it so nice. And the main course is a lovely Moroccan lamb tagine. The lamb's been kindly donated by John O'Crump from Crump's Butchers in Ashwell. And actually, I should mention that lots of the vegetables have been donated by Simon Steele at Mayfield Organics. And
right.
As Tina said as well, incredible generosity has, you know, remade this possible. And the dessert has been designed and made by Rachel Stonehouse, who...
And Rachel was in here just a few months back, I think, last time Tina was in here and talking, because she just won the award, hadn't she?
She won the Cambridge Bake Off, age 17, she might have turned 18 just, but she's a phenomenally talented patissier, so it's actually a chance to see someone whose name, I'm convinced, we will see.
Well, his names will continue to see.
She is very, very talented, yeah. So it's very exciting. We don't know what she's making.
No, it's a surprise, I think.
How many people are you actually going to be cooking for?
There are 32 diners, and of which I think 30 tickets were on sale. Lots of in fact, all the people helping me in the kitchen were all taught by the same food tech teacher at GCSE, Chris Popple, and she was so fantastic that we felt we had to give her tickets. She's coming as our guest, and there are 30 other diners as well.
Are there still places left for anybody who might want to have a bite to eat?
Two or three.
Okay, so been selling
for us. I'll ask you at the end what the address is then, or website or phone number, whatever the contact details are, in case anybody is tempted. But the whole phenomena of the pop-up restaurant is quite interesting, really. It seems to have just popped up, really, over the last couple of years. And I'm wondering why that is, really, as to what's happened.
Well, I think the whole food scene is changing very much towards, frankly, much less costly venues. So, you know, you have the sort of van phenomenon. I don't know if you're aware, but there's a sort of food park emerging near the station area.
Yes, and that's already, after a very short space of time, it's got a couple of days as opposed to the one I think it was initially.
Emulating what's going on, I think, up and down the country. I mean, obviously, the costs of rent and rates and just the scarcity of finding suitable locations, it makes it very difficult if you are an entrepreneur in the food business. So that's part of the same side slightly that you...
So it's part economic as much as it is from the cuisine side of things.
I think initially and utilising space. So so now it's perhaps become more a way for established businesses such as ours to just use it slightly differently. So we run various pop-outs throughout the year and they become very popular. But I think initially there was that perhaps, say, a venue was between leases for a few months and it was just there on a high street somewhere anyway. And you know, you would say, well, can we use it for a few weeks and months?
Because you see pop-up shops, I guess. You know, the Christmas shop is the best example, but there's plenty of others of, I think it's Changing Spaces, which has some nipping into shops when there's they're free for a couple of months, as you say, but between leases.
And it's also, it's very pleasant, you know, the whole pop-up format, in that you sit down communally, you meet new people, it's relaxed, and I just think perhaps people are seeking a different experience from the classic, slightly formal dining experience.
Yes, and I guess the experience works both ways as much as anything else, because Sam, this is going to be giving you an opportunity that perhaps you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I knew as soon as we were given the opportunity at Hills Road to do an extended project that this was something I'd always wanted to do, and I wasn't going to get another opportunity like this. But I guess really Tina made this possible, because she's been unbelievable, the amount of help she's given me, so it really wouldn't have happened without you. So,
well, it's you know, we're very keen on supporting young and up and coming, obviously, cooks and bakers and so on in Cambridge, because as Sam says, it can be difficult to get any kind of break or any sort of feel for what it might actually entail.
And Sam,
Before you go into what is could be potentially very, very rewarding, but potentially also extremely sort of exhausting line of work.
Yeah, very much so. So, Sam, what's your next move, as it were? Whereabouts are you in your studies?
Well, I've just finishing my AS year, so I've got another year of sixth form, and then I'll take a gap year to consider options and do something to do with food, as yet undecided. Because I really need to explore whether that's where I want to go in my life, or whether it's not, whether it's just a real passionate hobby.
Do you have anything else in the background? Any other sort of hobbies or you know, things you particularly excel in at Hills Road?
I think the subject that I would want to pursue further is philosophy. It's something I only took up this year. My teachers are brilliant, and I've really, really enjoyed it. And I think if I want to go on and do something at university, which I probably do, that's what's going to be, I think.
Okay, so if your last couple of tickets you mentioned are left, how do people get hold of one if they're interested in that Saturday night?
Yes, I have to be quick. They'll go to our website, which is cambridgecookeryschool.com, and just click on classes, and it will pop up there.
Good line. Thank you very much, Tina. Also, Sam, thanks both for coming in to Cambridge 105, and hope it all works out for you on Saturday night. I'm sure it'll be very good indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.